The U.S. Navy is shutting down a communication system for nuclear submarines. This radio transmitter is deep in the woods of northern Wisconsin. It is a well-known landmark, though, because peace protesters have demonstrated there for decades. Now it's being replaced by other technology, as Minnesota Public Radio's Stephanie Hemphill reports.
Clam Lake is like a lot of small towns in northern Wisconsin, three bars and a gas station. And for miles around, lakes, swamps, and trees. But Clam Lake has something no other town has. It has Project ELF. ELF stands for Extremely Low Frequency, and it's one of the Navy's ways of communicating with nuclear submarines. In the middle of the woods, a few concrete block buildings are surrounded by a chain-link fence topped with barbed wire.
And this huge cinder block building is the actual transmitter building.
Bonnie Erfer has been coming here several times a year for more than 20 years.
Then the lines, you can see the ELF line right over there. Those run for 7 miles.
24 hours a day, the transmitter creates a low-frequency radio signal, which runs through an antenna comprised of wires strung on poles. 7 miles of poles march off like so many electric lines in each direction. The signal travels far above the surface of the Earth and bends back down to reach submarines on the other side of the world. There's another transmitter in northern Michigan, and the antenna there is twice as long. But by week's end, these transmitters will be turned off. The Navy says it will use updated technology at other transmitters around the world for its submarine communications. When the transmitters go silent, so will the demonstrations. For more than 20 years, protesters have been driving up here from all over the Midwest. Bonnie Erfer was one of the main organizers. She considers it her duty to protest what she calls a weapon of mass destruction situated in her backyard. This is home video of one of the demonstrations, Mother's Day, 1998.
Sometimes we would have 15 people, and sometimes we would have 150 people.
4 years ago, Bonnie Erfer and a fellow protester took a handsaw to three of the antenna poles. They made a video of that, too. Erfer says when the poles crashed to the ground, the antenna quit working.
There it goes.
You know at that moment that until they put these things back up, they cannot use this system to start a nuclear war. So it's kind of the safest that I felt, really, in my entire life.
Erfer spent nearly a year in federal prison for the act. She figures she spent a total of 4 years in one jail or another for her efforts to shut down Project ELF, and says more than 40 others went to jail to protest the transmitter. Through it all, many locals here watched and shook their heads. To them, Project ELF means jobs, 30 jobs that pay well, with benefits, in an area where most people make a living from tourism or logging. Tish Holter says the town will survive the loss of these jobs.
The only thing that riles me up is the fact that the antis are saying it's because of them. And it isn't. It's because of new technology.
The Navy says it will use satellites and other systems to replace Project ELF. Philip Coyle is a former Undersecretary of Defense, now with the Center for Defense Information.
This is a Cold War system, and the Cold War is over.
And along with the Cold War, a handful of jobs and a reason for some to protest deep in the woods of northern Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Hemphill reporting.